Today we begin lesson 145 in Parshas Toldos. We're going to be learning Perek Chav Zayin, chapter 27, Psukim Lamed Vav to Mem 36 to 40.
Vayomer hachi karoshimo Yaakov Vayakveni zefa amayim es bechorosi lokach vine atot lokach birchosi vayomar halo atzalto li verocha vayan yitzchak vayomer leisov hein givir Samti vloch ves kolechov, nasati lo lavodim vidagon vesirosh simachtiv, ulecha efo moese bini, vayomer esav eloviv. Havrocha achasi lecha ovi, borcheni gamoni ovi, vayiso esav kolo vayevk. Vayan Yitzchak Aviva Yomer Elav Hinei Mishmanei Haaretz Yiyah Moshevecha Umital HaShomayim Eyal Ve'al Charbecha Sichye Ve'esochicha Tavod Ve'yokasher Torid Uferachto Ulo Me'al Tzavorecha.
Okay, again, let's look inside Pasuk Lamed Vav. As Esav said, was crying, he says, Father, bless me also. And Yitzchak said, your brother came with cunning and took your blessing. Esav doesn't give up. Vayomer, and he said, and Esav said, Hachi, is it for this reason? Kara, he was named, Shemo, his name, Yaakov? Was that, this is why he was called Yaakov. Why? Because the root of Yaakov, again, Akev, Ayin Kufvez, and look at the next word, Vayaakveni, and he deceived, Zeh, this one deceived me, Akev is to deceive also, Pa'amayim, Pa'am is one time, Pa'amayim two times, he deceived me two times, and that's why he got his name Yaakov. Time number one, Esbechor Asi Lokach, he took my birthright, he asked me to sell me the birthright when I was in a compromised position. V'hinei, and behold, atah now, lokach birchasi, he took my blessing. So that's why he's called Yaakov. Still Esav says, Vayomer, and he says to his father, Halo, have you not, otzalto, have you not reserved li for me bracha, a blessing? Isn't there anything left in reserve for me? Lamed Zayin, Yitzchak said, I'm sorry not. Vayan Yitzchak, and Yitzchak answers, Vayomer Esav, and he says to Esav, Hein behold, Gvir, a master, Samtiv, I have made him loch over you, I've made him your master. Veskol Echav, and also over all his brothers, Nosati lo lavodim, I gave them to him as servants. Vidagon Vesirosh Simachtiv, and with grain and wine, I have sustained him. Now it's interesting, really, of all the blessings that Yitzchak gave Yaakov, the last one was to be a master over you. Why did he mention it first? The answer is, I can't give you a blessing, because whatever I give you, the rule is, whatever a servant has, a master owns it. So since he has a blessing to be over you, what would it pay to give you anything? That's why that's the first thing he mentions about the blessing that he gave Yaakov. So therefore, ulecha, so for you, a foe, then, Moesebni, what can I do, my son? Even if I give you a blessing, it goes to him. Lamed ches, vayomer Esav el aviv. And Esav says to his father, Habrocha achas, have you but one blessing, he loch avi to you, my father? Borcheni gam oni avi, borcheni, bless me, gam too, also, ani mi avi, my father. Vayisa Esav, and Esav raised up his kolo, his voice, vayevk, and he cried. Well, you see the tremendous power of tears, that even when Yitzchak explained clearly that there is no way any blessing will work for you, the tears were able to evoke a blessing. Lametes vayan Yitzchak aviv, and Yitzchak his father answered vayomalim and said to him, here is the blessing. Hine, behold, mishmane haaretz, from the fats of the earth, yiyah moshevecha, will be your dwelling place. Umital, and from the heaven, and from the dew, Hashemayim, of the heavens, from above. So this would appear to be the exact same bracha he gave Yaakov. How can he give Yaakov the same bracha? He already gave Yaakov that blessing. The answer is, you look, there's two extra words that he's telling Esau that he did not tell Yaakov. It says, from the fats of the land, but he says, which land? Yihyeh will be Moshavecha, your dwelling place. Where you will dwell, you'll get the fats of land. Not where Yaakov will dwell. Yaakov will dwell in Eretz Canaan. You will not dwell there. So where you will dwell in a different place, you will have the fats of the land and the dews of above will be blessing you. Where will he be living? Well, the simple pshat is he does get the land of Seir, Mount Seir, which is east, southeast of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi points out even in the future, he will hit the land of Italy, which will be under the domain of Rome, which comes from Esau, will also be. So therefore, it's a different area in which he has this. So that is a blessing you can get. I blessed Yaakov with one land, and you'll be blessed with another land. And then he says in Pasuk Mem, the other part of the blessing, Valchar b'cha tichye, and by your sword you will live. Vesachicha tavot, but you will be serving your brother. Doesn't matter, you will have to serve your brother. And therefore, there's only so much you can get. However, he adds one more thing. That your brother deserves to be a master over you when he follows the Torah. But, v'hayob, and it will be kasher torid, when you will grieve. And why will you grieve? You will grieve when Yaakov wants to be your boss, but when he's not following Torah. When he doesn't follow Torah, ufarakta, and you will cast off, ulo, his yoke, me'al, from upon savarech, your neck. Which means to say, that Yaakov is the boss over you as long as Yaakov lives up to the Torah. And that was the understanding. But once he doesn't live up to it, I will give you the blessing, we'll call it, of anti-Semitism. This is the blessing of anti-Semitism and the success of anti-Semitism, that you will be able to throw Yaakov off. So this becomes your blessing to be the watchdog over Yaakov. And indeed, historically, that's been true. When the Jews slacked off, had there not been anti-Semitism, the Jews would have assimilated themselves totally. So this blessing to Esav is indeed a blessing. So he'll never be able to control the world as a blessing inherently. But to be one to dole out punishments to the Jews when we don't live up to our role, that becomes Esav's role from this blessing. Let's take a look at the questions. Ma sha'al Esav liYitzchak? What did Esav ask from Yitzchak? He said, Father, have you not reserved for me a blessing? Two, targem vaya'akveni means, and he deceived me. Three, lefi Esav, loma nikra shem shalachiv Yaakov. Based on Esav's opinion, why was Yaakov called that name? From the root akev, to deceive, because he deceived me, pa'amoyim. Four, targem pa'amoyim, two times. Five, Mahu hapam arishon sheYaakov yischakeh mul Esav. What's the first time that Yaakov outsmarted Esav? It's when he got him to sell his birthright. Six, Mahu hapam hasheni sheYaakov yischakeh mul Esav. What was the second time that Yaakov outsmarted Esav? When he stole the blessings. Seven, Targem otzalto. Otzalto means, have you reserved? Eight, Mashal Esav yischakeh reish amel sheYaakov yischakeh mulo pamoyim. What did Esav ask from Yitzchak after Yaakov? After he told him that Yaakov outsmarted you twice, So the answer is, have you not reserved a blessing for me? Eight. Ma'ana Yitzchak le'Esav kishashalu Esav halo atzalta li bracha. What did Yitzchak answer Esav when he said, have you not reserved a blessing for me? He says, it won't help. I've already made your brother a master over you, so whatever you have, he'll have. Tenesa achia gvir leisach, which brother will be a master over the other bracha, of the other brother? Yaakov will be a master over Esav. 11, Ketzad Hisper Yitzchak Yaakov lomel yuchal avarach Esav kfar. How did Yitzchak explain to Esav that he's not able to bless him at all? Because since he blessed Yaakov to be the master over Esav, there's nothing Esav can inherently have. 12, Targem Semachtiv means I have sustained him. 13, what does Esav ask for after Yitzchak said, I have no blessings left for you? He says, don't you have one blessing left over? Don't you have one blessing left in the tank? 14, what did Esav do after he asked for this one bracha from Esav? Yitzchak, he cried, and that's from the power of the tears, got something from Yitzchak. 15. Lama chashav Esav shadayin yuchal yisbarach miYitzchak. Why did Esav think he can still get a bracha from Yitzchak? Because he figured there's at least one bracha left. He couldn't have used up all his blessings. 16. Ma'ano Yitzchak leesav achrisha Esav herim kolu bebechi. What did Yitzchak tell Esav after he raised his voice up in crying? He gave him a blessing, which will be elaborated on. And 17. Elo brachas be'inin gidul aretz nasan Yitzchak le'Esav. What blessings did Yitzchak give Esav regarding growth of the land? He said that you will enjoy the benefits of a very good land and from the benefits of the dew descending upon that land. 18. Ketzed berach Yitzchak berkash shuman aretz inkvar berach Yaakov b'kach. How could Yitzchak bless Esav with the fat of land if he already blessed Yaakov with that? The answer is he's giving him a blessing for a different land than the land that he blessed Yaakov for. 19. Ketzed berach Yitzchak bebrichas hatalin kvar berach Yaakov b'kach. How could Yitzchak give Esav the blessings of the dew of the heavens if he already blessed Yaakov with that? Because it's going on a different land. 20. Haim abrocha shol mishmanu yaretz umital shemayim shenosin Yitzchak liyesav hoyu ba'oso eretz shebirach Yaakov, were the blessings of the fat of the land and the dews of the heaven that Yitzchak gave to Esav, was it the same land that he blessed Yaakov? No. Yaakov was blessed with the land of Canaan's fertile land. Esav would be given Mount Seir, the Seir area, and also Italy. 21. His beer case that abrocha shol mishmanu yaretz umital shemayim shenosin Yitzchak liyesav lo hayu ba'oso eretz shebirach Yaakov. Explain why, how the blessings of the fatty land and the dew of the heavens that Yitzchak gave Esav is not going to be the same land of Yaakov, because the Torah adds the words yem moshavecha, where your dwelling place will be, which will be a different dwelling place than the land of Canaan. 22. Kate said yitzterech Esav lishror ba'aretz lefi birchas Yitzchak leEsav. How will Yitzchak Esav rule? How will he need to rule over his land according to Yitzchak's blessing? He'll rule by the sword. 23. Lemi yavod Esav. Who will Yaakov Esav serve? He will serve his brother Yaakov. 24. Ha'im tihye Esav eved liYaakov b'chol matzav. Will Esav be a servant to Yaakov under all circumstances? No. 25. Be'ezat tonight, under what condition? Kfar lo yeh Esav eved liYaakov. Will Esav not be a servant for Yaakov? Should Yaakov not live up to his responsibility of learning and keeping the Torah? 26. Targem ufarakta means, and you will cast off. 27. Targem ulo, his yoke. 28. Ba'er hamashal, explain the analogy. Shall ufarakta ulo me'altzavrechen, you will cast off the yoke from upon your neck, meaning to say, you will no longer be ruled by him, but rather you will rule over him. Let's go over the psukim again. Pasuk lamed vav. Vayomer hachi kara shemo Yaakov vayakveni zev pamayim es b'chorasi lokach v'nei ato lokach b'rchasi vayomer halo atzalto li b'rocha vayan Yitzchak vayomer le'esav hen givir samti v'loch v'es kol echav lechav nosati lo la'avodim v'dogon v'sirosh semachti v'locho efo mo'e'ese b'ni. Vayomer Esav el aviv, avrocha achas hiluch avi, borcheni gamoni avi, vayisa Esav kolo vayev. Vayan Yitzchak avi, vayomer el avinei, mishmanei aretz yem moshevecho, mital hashomayim meol. Valchar becha asichye, vesochicha tavod, vayok asher torid, ufarakto ulo meyal tzavorecho. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson, and going over lessons 141, 42, 43, and 44. Have a great day.